The New Jersey Hospital Association recently said it will keep providing care to all in the community, regardless of immigration status. The statement comes after the Trump administration removed President Biden's order that hospitals and other healthcare facilities were among areas deemed off limits for immigration enforcement. Stockton University economics professor Dr. Ramya Vijaya says that the number of foreign-born workers in New Jersey is above the national average.
When the economy is dependent on such a large proportion of immigrant workers, a large proportion of people walking into the hospital every day are going to be immigrants. Now, it is hard to stop and check whether they're documented, undocumented, and that's also not really the purview of the hospital.
She adds the Hospital Association is signaling that its primary responsibility is to care for all members of the community. Well, players for the Eagles and the Chiefs are going to be blinded by flashbulbs tonight when they see just how many members of the media are covering the Super Bowl this week. WHYY's Tom McDonald has this report from New Orleans.
There are international journalists from all over the world, and tonight's opening night, as it's called, is their first major opportunity to grab some time to talk to the players before they start practices. This is no ordinary post-game press conference. The fans are in the stands with special radios, giving them the ability to tune to the mini press conferences the players are having at podiums strategically positioned around the perimeter of the Superdome field. The evening's events are part of the extra spotlight on the biggest football game of the year, with not just sports reporters, but celebrities and social media influencers all vying to get their questions answered. In New Orleans, Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Blue skies on this Monday afternoon. Very beautiful outside right now. 50 degrees as well, unseasonably warm. Tonight, temperatures drop down into the mid-40s. Not too bad. Tomorrow, we expect sunshine to come back. More another clear day and highs in the neighborhood, as same as today, about 47 degrees expected on Tuesday, but a big drop on Wednesday when we're looking at temperatures around freezing.